I just gave you my thoughts on the Open Championship. Now we go to a legend, a 10-time winner on tour, winner of the 1995 PGA Championship, two-time winner of the Players Championship, creator of Secret Golf, the brain behind the SG Tour Golf app, and a jungle legend, Steve Elkington. Mate, what's going on? How are you?
G'day, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Great, great. Elk, how about you? G'day. How you feeling?
Yeah, mate, down here in Houston, it's about 112. The mosquitoes are up. I'm ready to roll.
Nice. All right, so the Open starts tomorrow at Royal Portrush. Before we get into some of the players, Elk, what is your sense of that course and how to play it?
You know, I'm hearing, everything that I'm hearing coming back from them. I've been to Ireland. I've never played Portrush, but they're saying it's probably one of the top three courses they've ever seen. All the guys are just saying it's magnificent. It's one of these unusual pieces of property that sort of, if it was in California, mate, it'd be covered with, you know, Four Seasons and million-dollar homes. But in Ireland, they've left these special, you know, peninsulas that hang out on the ocean. And, of course, it's been there for hundreds of years where they've done this magical course. And it's very undulating. You know, this course is going to be a little different than some of the others that they've seen because this has so much undulation, so many drop-offs that you can really get a sideways bounce. And everyone's saying that, you know, you've got to keep this ball in the fairway. It's really nasty off the fairway.
All right, so generally, what kind of a mentality do you have to win the Open?
You know, I finished second, and I've lost in a playoff in 02. I wasn't a very good links player when I first went over there. The turf's different. It's very firm, and you've got to hit the ball a little differently. You've got to flight it so you don't get a lot of spin on it because when you get playing in the wind and you're playing crosswind, you know, these balls go everywhere. So it's just patience, mate. It's you know, Brooks Koepka says it so perfectly. You know, he makes all these double bogeys and triple bogeys when he plays on the regular tour, but over in the U.S., over in the majors, he never seems to make a big number, and he's very patient. He stays away from these bunkers that are essentially, they look terrible on TV. They're like jacuzzis all over the golf course, but he stays out of them, and then when he does get in one, he just comes out sideways, so you don't try to compound your error. So it's very much a sort of a attitude, Jim. It's a real test, mate, and I know that you are a big horse guy. This is a different track. This is a different track that takes a certain amount of discipline to be good at.
Steve Elkington is joining us to talk Open Championship and other things. I'm going to get back to Brooks Koepka in a minute, Elk, but what about Rory McIlroy? He is the local favorite, and he grew up playing in Hollywood, which is about an hour away. Do you think that playing so close to home is going to be a good thing or a bad thing for him?
He's going to have the most pressure of anyone that's probably ever teed it up in an Open Championship. And of course, he holds a course record there. He shot 61 when he was 16 years old. So, of course, he's been an amazing golfer for, you know, ages. But, you know, everybody knows that he's lost the razor's edge that Brooks Koepka has right now and Dustin Johnson had, and, of course, Tiger has absolutely delivered with for 20 years. He's lost that razor's edge, and I don't know what it is, and I'm not even sure he does, but could it be that the magic could happen in Ireland? Mate, it could. He's certainly one of the most gifted players from tee to green, but I think it's open field this week. Everybody's in the game this week.
Steve Elkington joining us. Elk, take one more run at that. Like, what do you think that is? I mean, he's not obviously seen to be like the same guy he was mentally when he was running off majors a few years back. I mean, do you get the sense that maybe he's comfortable where he is? Maybe the fire has gone out? If you had to put your finger on it, what do you think it is?
Well, he was quoted this week as saying that he was watching the video of him shooting 61 that was on the TV, and he said, man, I wish I had some more of that. And I was waiting for him to hear, well, what was more of that? And he said, I was really cocky and really brash, and I knew I was going to do it. And, you know, he's a little bit more shoulder shrug, what happened type of attitude. Mate, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that edge is, and I don't think anyone does, to be honest. I mean, we knew that when Tiger came to an event, it was on, mate. It was on, and same right now with Brooks. And now Tiger finds himself in a very unusual position of sort of defending his attitude a little bit, which has been really unusual for me to see.
Steve Elkington joining us. No, I think that's fair, too. You know, I mean, you could talk about any number of athletes in any number of sports, when they get to the mountaintop or they win that major, they win that championship, sometimes the hunger goes out. Oh, and speaking of hunger, why don't we talk Hefty for a minute? What do you make of Phil Mickelson posting on Instagram that video talking about going on a 6-day fast and losing 15 pounds?
Hefty, mate. He's selling this again, mate. Not only that, have you ever heard anyone that's going on a fast that broke down the ingredients that's in the fast? I mean, who wants to know that? I mean, he's gone full earth mode, mate. Full earth mode. He said this course is spiritual, the tournament's spiritual. Well, you know what, Hefty? Maybe you want to dribble a little Frankenskank essential oil on your T-ball. That's going to be better than going on a diet for 6 days, mate.
Oh, man. Look, it's no it's no secret, Elk, that Phil has been known to put away some grub. He might even be able to put away a custard castle, but is his weight really the problem with his game right now?
Nah, mate, it's his swing. He's not hitting the ball straight. You know, he doesn't have that ideal mechanical. You know, I talked to the TaylorMade guys when Sam and I were out at the U.S. Open. They were saying, why is Phil Mickelson not a good driver like Rory McIlroy? And, you know, the data shows that the shaft doesn't have as much lean on it and impact. His is underneath the other way. And that's just a sort of a mathematical way of saying he's not very good, you know. But, mate, how come I'm the poor guy that can't get a couple of images out of my head? Like, how come I was in the wrong place at the wrong time when I saw Colin Montgomery when he great whited four Big Macs? And then I was at another place where I saw friggin' Mickelson just vacuum six chocolate eclairs. How come I'm the one that was in the wrong place at the right time? I cut these images, seared into my head, and now Hefty's come out when he's dropping this new move on me where he's got all these, he's eating coffee. I mean, come on, Hefty, that's not the way you get ready for the Open. You drink 10 Guinness. That's, everyone knows when you go to the British, you do 10 Guinness.
Or you vacuum six chocolate eclairs. So, Elk, bottom line, I mean, was the Instagram video really an update on his preparation for the Open, or is he playing us all once again? Is he laying the groundwork for another product pitch, like when he was trying to sell everybody on the notion of golfing in dress shirts? Are you going to be having some of his, quote, special coffee blend for wellness?
Mate, he's even dropped the Yeti cup. I mean, this is coming, right? I've got to buy some dress shirts. I've got to do the tight undershirt. I've got to buy two drivers to play the course. Mate, I'm just exhausted. I'm just exhausted from seeing this. I can't watch it. It's too much. It's too heavy. Go back to the vacuum move, Hefty. You won 42 times with the vacuum hooked up.
You won 42 times with the vacuum hooked up. All right, Elk, the last time you were on, we talked about the new app that had just launched 1 month later. How is the app going?
It's going really well. You know, we had our, you know, big launch at the U.S. Open, and this is our second week, which is the Open Championship. We're doing really well. It's getting the word out. And, mate, Hawk opened the game the other day. Hawk beat me in the game that we played at the U.S. Open, which was a little bit perplexing coming from Hawk, who obviously doesn't know the in-depth of the tour like I do. However, mate, we've decided that we're going to open a big game this week, and he's already invited about 30 clones in, and I think we're going to sweeten this pot just a little bit. I think we've decided, he and I and you, hopefully, that we're going to let the clones email into Hawk's DM their email, and we'll put them in that $10 game. And I'm going to sweeten it, Jim. I'm going to do a tune for anyone that can beat us or who wins the game, and a bottle of Fuzzy's vodka signed by the man himself, Masters Champion.
Wow. All right, so just so we're really clear on this, Elk, how do the clones get the app? How do they get involved? And again, run that by me one more time. Run that back. What is the prize?
So we're going to you go to the iTunes store, you go to the App Store, and you'll download SG Tour gaming app, register. You have to have a PayPal to play. Then you will, if you want to be in me and Hawk's game, you'll email Hawk to his DM on Twitter, and we'll add you to that game. We got room for I got room for another 100 guys. So we've got about 40 in there right now, and we want to do a big game. So it'll be $10, you know, it'll be $1,000 in this game. And I think Hawk can confirm this with you right there. I think he did first, second, and third. So it might be a $500 or $600 pot.
I like
for the
it.
Winner.
I like that a lot. What you should do, clones, if you want to do this, and I'm shocked that it's not already filled up. Go to Hawk's Twitter feed right now. All the information is right there, and I love it. Elk, before you go, let me ask you about Brooks Koepka, who you mentioned. You know, it's crazy we got to the end of this thing before we talked about him in a major. And we know the way he uses his fuel. He'll probably find something out this week about something and use it as fuel. How do you like his game coming into this week?
I like him the most of anyone. He's finally, someone out there has finally had the cards to just say, you know what, this is what I'm doing, okay? I'm doing this. I don't care about you. He whiffed Tiger the other day. I didn't play with him. I watched him practice. He's just putting one putt. Mate, his caddy is from Port Rush. And here's the deal this week, okay? This course has a lot of dog legs. And, of course, a lot of these players can play it the safe way where they don't have to cut across the corner. However, when it gets windy, those across-the-corner shots become a new line because the wind changed. Well, guess what? He's got the local boy on the bag. So, you know what? Koepka's a freak. I love this guy. And if he pulls off his fifth major, what is his Sheila going to wear to the ESPYs if she had the crochet top on the other day, mate? Holy moly, did you see that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I saw that, Elk. I'm going to leave it at that, Elk. He is the creator of Secret Golf. He is the brain behind the SG Tour Golf app. He is a jungle legend. He is a 10-time winner, and he is Elk. Mate, you did it again. Great job. Nice to have you back, and I know we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Mate, living dangerously. My man Elk's always right there on the line, isn't he? 1-800-636-8686. Hefty hooked up to a vacuum. He's like, you won 42 times with the vacuum. Why are you changing? He's like, it's exhausting, mate. Look at what he's doing. He's already setting the whole thing up. The coffee blend, the tight undershirt. He already tried to sell us dress shirts for the golf course.